Hello, everyone. Stephen and I will continue with more news stories. A desperate thief who punched a shop worker for butane gas is jailed. A shop enjoys an incredible first day after moving to a new home. And choirs make their mark at a national barbershop singing convention.
A thief who punched a city shop worker to self-medicate butane gas for pain relief has been jailed for 16 months for robbery and assault. 38-year-old Paul Knights of Bishop Bridge House in Norwich admitted to six charges and appeared at Norwich Magistrates Court. These charges related to two breaches of a criminal behaviour order, CBO, two breaches of a restraining order, one count of robbery and one of assault. He asked for 11 other offences to be taken into consideration. Some of them dated back to 2021 and included thefts from shops comprising mainly lighter fuel and alcohol and instances of criminal damage.
A city chip shop is still reeling from the disruption caused by 8 months of roadworks for a controversial roundabout revamp. Osgul Bosina, who owns Heartland's Fish and Chip Shop next to the roundabout in Harvey Lane, endured a nightmare as the £4.4 million project was completed between September and May. The 58-year-old was even at risk of losing the business because of a 75% dip in revenue. Despite the roundabout reopening to traffic on May the 3rd, the knock-on effect from the work means the chippy is still struggling to recover fully. Mr. Balsina said, "We lost so much business, we're having to work overtime to just get back to where we were. We're trying to change things to bring in more customers, such as expanding the menu a little bit, adding things like burgers and chicken wraps. Heartlands is seemingly a popular destination for those who go there for their fish and chips, having received an average of 4.5 out of 5 stars from 115 reviews on Uber Eats."
A shop owner has enjoyed an incredibly busy reopening after upsizing due to increased demand for sustainable shopping. Ernie's Zero Waste Shop opened in its new home in Anglia Square with a bang. Graham Rutherford was rushed off his feet by customers heading to the new shop to see the transformation of the former shoe zone. "We had an incredibly busy day and it was great to see both old and new faces," said Graham.
The chairwoman of Broadland District Council has revealed the personal motivation behind her charity of the year choice. Vision Norfolk was chosen by Caroline Karimi Guvenlu, who support during her year in office. Fundraising events at the council's offices raised £536 for the charity's Children, Young People and Families programme, which offers varied activities and supportive services for vision-impaired under-25s. The Lib Dem district councillor for Taverham North said, "My chosen charity is very personal to me and my family, as my grandson, Gabriel, is a regular attendee at Vision Norfolk events. The support given to families with vision-impaired children has been invaluable. Some of them would not otherwise find it easy to socialise and be able to join normal activities." Adrian Tipple, Labour District Councillor for Sprowston North, recently became Broadland's chairman, with Mrs. Karimi Guvenlu becoming vice-chair after her year in post. Josh Bartholomew, who leads the charity's children programme, said, "We are extremely grateful to Caroline and all the staff at Broadland District Council who have generously donated to her chair's charity."
Two Norfolk singing groups have taken their vocal talents to the national stage. Both groups, the Men's Fine City Chorus and Mixed Gender Chorus Mosaic, enjoyed success at the British Association of Barbershop Singers National Convention in Harrogate. Led by director Carol Logan, Fine City Chorus achieved its highest ever score, finishing 18th out of 30 groups in the male chorus contest. The group is also set to perform at the upcoming Royal Norfolk Show, among other concerts throughout the county. Now, this ensemble offers a repertoire of popular songs in four-part a cappella harmony. Mosaic made its fourth appearance on the competition stage. They managed to surpass last year's performance, where the group's deputy musical director, Christine Godfrey, had to step in at short notice when the regular musical director was indisposed. This year, Ms. Godfrey successfully led the choir to attain a better score, finishing 9th out of 12 groups overall in the mixed chorus contest, but winning Division 3. The win resulted in a bursary of £500. The two groups celebrated their achievements with a joint celebration involving cake, bubbly, and naturally more harmonious singing.